91.5 WMFO Medford.
Guess I've got everything I need. I wouldn't ask no more. There's no one I'd rather be. But I just wish I had never been born. Thank you.
I could tell you about my life. Keep you amused, I'm sure. About all the times I'm blind. Now I don't want to be sad anymore.
On my ears, will you?
If you've been with us for a long time, you might remember this one.
WMFO Medford.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. 10:12 in the morning. Mike on the mic here with Pete Parsek, who for some reason I seem to crack up all the time.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's good. Yeah, we're having a great time. Again, I hope you guys are enjoying this as much as we are. I love that we're doing the blues theme, and I couldn't have done it without you, Peter. So.
Oh, yeah, you could, but it's a pleasure and an honor to be here, brother.
Thank you, but I couldn't do it like this. So let's talk about the last five-song set. Then we're going to... spring a really nice surprise on everybody. Your latest project that is not done, that is not ready for prime time, but we've got a couple of examples, and we'll talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to treat us to some live stuff. Okay. Absolutely. And you mentioned Larkin Poe, which will fit in there as well. Dave Riley, I know you love Larkin Poe as well. So, okay, so we started with Santana, brand new EP coming out this year. The title track from that, In Search of Mona Lisa, and it just blew us away. I mean, it's, boy, I'm sorry, I can't say anything else. I mean, I told you that it was really nice and percussive, but, you know, your comments as well, just about the way that he's still able to do what he does with that guitar.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
It's truly a voice, and I love the rhythmic pulse of it.
Yeah, the percussive.
And whoever's singing the lead is great, too.
Yeah, I neglected to look that up yet, but it was, so that's coming out, like end of Q1. I can't wait for that EP. I mean, that sounds just great. A classic that we all just love to death, Tedeschi Trucks Band, from the great Revelator CD back in 2011. That was Midnight in Harlem. That was a request for you, Pete.
Yeah. They're very gifted, both Derek and Susan and that band. So it's a... And that track is so powerful.
That track is something else.
So powerful.
Yeah. Otis Rush from the Door to Door CD. So many roads, so many trains. That was really old-timey great. You know what I mean? Yeah. That was just classic great.
And also a second tribute to Mike Ledbetter and Mike Welch, because Otis Rush is, I think, a big influence. And you can feel that profound soul in what they do.
Fleetwood Mac, by request from Mike Stewart, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. I got that from an anthology, Man of the World Anthology, 1968 to 1988. That was a remastered version of Man of the World. That was really nice to hear.
Beautiful.
Nice request, Mr. Stewart. Thank you.
Yeah.
And the great B.B. King from the Blues is King CD, Blind Love. Now, not as well known, right? I mean,
yeah, not, it's more of an aficionado's record, but it's an incredible live record.
And that's another CD from your collection that you brought in.
That tone.
Yep.
I mean, again, as we were saying with Doyle, the way he sings would be more than enough, and then on top of it, there's the guitar genius, so it's very powerful.
Very powerful. And again, your CD case is just falling apart.
Yeah.
All right, so it's time to share some great stuff that you're working on, your latest project. How would you just? I mean, it's all instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
But and speaking of Peter Green, this is a Peter Green. It's called the Supernatural. Talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, this is a track I've always loved and always found incredibly daunting in terms of approaching it to play it, because it's such a signature statement, and I mean, you could mimic it, but that doesn't really cut it. And so I had to find a way to play it and still stand up, you know, on my own, it took some time. And I had a great band on it. Tom West is playing the keyboards that you'll hear.
First thing I heard, man, when I came in.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's amazing. And Tim Carman, a young drummer, is on it along with Mark Hickox, and so it was engineered and mixed by Ducky Carlisle right here in Medford, Mass. So I'm really proud of it. I feel like we climbed a mountain, and I feel like we got something.
Cool. Well, from my perspective, I don't know the original track, so this is all new to me, but it's wonderful. When is this going to be released? When are you planning to release it?
That's a long story. We'll figure that out.
In other words, Mike, push the button. Let's play the song. All right, some new work from Peter Parsec. This is The Supernatural here at WMFO Medford. It's WMFO, Medford. Never before heard music from Peter Parsec, The Supernatural. And, you know, Peter, you're sitting between these great JBL speakers, too. Oh, yes, you had the cans on, though, huh? You've got to be pleased with that, huh?
I'm thrilled.
Yeah, the tone out of that was terrific. It was terrific. So
I hope it was worth it for Ducky's Neighbors.
Funny. So you said that this has not been mastered, but it's a good mix.
Right.
How do you determine the difference between a good mix and the final master? That sounded great to me.
You know, I don't know a ton about mastering, so
no more than me do. I do.
I think a lot of what would go on might be, just balancing levels, making sure all the levels are consistent from track to track, and also EQing where necessary. But, it's Ducky Carlisle, so, I mean, his rough mixes are pretty amazing, right?
I can't call it a rough mix.
I guess we'll call it a final mix.
That was beautiful. That was just beautiful.
Well, that's Ducky's genius.
Congratulations to you. That was just beautiful.
Thank you.
We'll share some more from that, too. But cool. Since you're sitting there with an acoustic guitar, I'm going to suggest that you might want to play something.
All right.
What do you think? What would you like to do?
I'd like to do a song by Sleepy John Estes, who is also a huge influence, and both as a writer, singer in my dreams, and guitar player. What I mean is I dream that I could ever sing like him, but it's a great track. So
what's the name of the track?
It's called Everybody Ought to Make a Change.
Okay, Peter Parsec live in Studio A, everybody.
Find some changing in me, everybody. Ought to change sometime. Yeah, because sooner or later, going down in that lonesome ground. Change my money, I change my honey. I change babies just to keep from being funny, 'cause everybody ought to change sometime. Sooner or later, going down in that lonesome ground. I change my pants, I change my shirt, I change, baby, just to get shed of the dirt. Everybody ought to change sometime. Yeah, sooner or later, going down in that lonesome ground. I change my home, I even change my town. I change, baby, all the way around. Everybody ought to change sometime. Yeah, 'cause sooner or later, you're going down in that lonesome ground. Change my walk, I change my talk, I change babies just from being bought. everybody ought to change sometime. Yeah, 'cause sooner or later you're going down in that lonesome ground.
Parsec, live in Studio A here. Thanks. What a pleasure to hear you there. And what good advice, you know. So just don't rest on your laurels, you know. I'm thinking about it as you're singing it, and I'm thinking, okay, I got to make a change. And it's thinking about life things, but then it's, you know, change my pants and right. change it. So I'm thinking, oh, it kind of encompasses everything.
It's a pretty amazing yeah. song. And, you yeah. know, it was done a really long time ago.
Yeah.
Taj Mahal did an amazing version of it.
Oh, I could hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always been one of my favorites, and finally found a way that I can, you know, kind of do it.
Oh, that was wonderful. Come on now.
I mean, you know, you got to find where your voice is, you know. That's the tough thing. But, just the lyric focus of it. It's, yeah, pretty incredible.
It was terrific. So you might think that you can stop there, but no, I'm gonna ask you to do another one. That was terrific. Would you treat us to another one?
If you don't mind.
I would love to, yeah.
What's it gonna be? All right. Listen to me, baby, I'm speaking from the heart. Listen to me, baby, I'm speaking from the heart. Now the winds of change are blowing, things are gonna fall apart. Now the body that I'm wearing, it wasn't built to last. You know that the body that I'm wearing, it wasn't built to last. If you want any part of it, you better grab it fast. Now my mind's still sharp, but I know it's bound to fade. Yeah, my mind is sharp, I know it's bound to fade. Let's make more memories together before mine fade away.
Thank you.
hush now, baby, don't make your daddy cry. I say hush now, baby, don't make your daddy cry. 'Cause everything that's born to live is surely born to die.
It's Peter Parsec live in Studio A, everybody. I don't think I caught the name of that.
It's called Things Fall Apart.
Things Fall Apart. Who originally did that?
I actually wrote that song.
No.
But Marco Giovino arranged the rhythmic approach to it, so it's a better song for him having put his percussive magic on it.
Well, it was pretty damn good. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, brother.
I'd like to play another from your instrumental.
Great.
And it's a Beatles cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that one, if you would.
Well, I used to play with Mark Hickox quite a bit. He's now been purloined by Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas, but they were smart. He's brilliant. But we used to do this song way back when, and he had an idea for how to approach it rhythmically. And he also, you know, he's such a Beatle aficionado. He knows, you know, the string parts and all that stuff. So, So we got together with Tim Carman, just in a little rehearsal room, and what if we tried that? You know, well, why don't we do the intro like the Beatles did, like, you know, Mark said. So it's a little more aggressive, and guitar centric, but it's kind of true to how we used to do it, just maybe better focused. I'm pretty happy with it.
Okay, for the first time anywhere, everybody, Beatles cover, it's Eleanor?
Yeah.
Eleanor Rigby, yeah. Peter Parsec, WMFO.
Bye.
WMFO Medford. Well, I think of that as just letting that breathe at the end there. You know what I mean?
We had fun.
Oh, my goodness.
We had fun.
Yeah. So you wanted to credit somebody else on that track you forgot?
Oh, yeah. It was Tom West is on keyboards, and I still wish he had played an organ solo because I love when he really lets it rip. But
now, you said that his objection was phrased thusly.
It doesn't need it.
It doesn't need it.
It doesn't need it.
And he just refused. He won't do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, he's Tom West, so.
Yeah, well.
You want the TW magic. He's amazing. He is amazing.
Well, maybe you could convince him to do another take with that in there.
Well, I'm hopeful that I'll get to at least, you know, do some kind of release live and have him on it and maybe request. That,
yeah.
You know, or beg him to play a solo in it.
I'll just say sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right. It's 10:38 in the morning. Mike, along with Peter Parsek here until 11 a.m. till Something About the Women comes in. I think what we'll do, Peter, is we'll play another set and try and grab one more from this instrumental cool project of yours. And I'll see if there's any more requests, and we'll do that. But let me start off with some new noise from a band called Rival Sons. Excellent. Everybody's talking about this new record called Feral Roots, which is the title track. And I played that a little while ago and just loved it. This is brand new from Rival Sons. This is End of Forever, WMFO, Medford. We'll be right back.
rise up from the depths with a deep down sound. Johnny got a boom boom, Johnny got a bam. He got it. Big bum body, lonely neck. Swell was a woman that had his grip. Big vibrations, yeah, just one glance. He's gonna blow my mind.
WMFO Medford, 10:45 in the morning. Mike and Pete here for another 15 minutes or so. And the great Imelda May from 2010's More Mayhem CD, Johnny Got a Boom Boom. And Rival Sons doing End of Forever from their record Feral Roots, which is just outstanding. You know, just really loved it. So, Pete, in the final couple of minutes here, I'd like to share one more, if it's okay with you, from this latest instrumental project. And you got to love Lucinda Williams. And,
I do.
And you covered Lucinda.
Yep.
Well, you got anything else to say? I know you do.
This is Get Right With God. Pretty happy with how it came out. And I do love Lucinda. Amazing artist. Happy birthday, Lucinda.
Yeah, she's got a book out?
It's coming out, apparently, in 2020. And as we said, we're hoping many things leave or come out in 2020.
Well, you know, show me who you walk with and I'll tell you who you are. All right, another track from Peter's upcoming instrumental record covering Lucinda. Let's get right with God. It's advice, too. It's WMFO. We'll be right back. WMFO Medford, 10:49 in the morning, with one more track from Peter Parsec's still unreleased instrumental project, covering Lucinda Williams' "Get Right with God." Some nice dirty guitar in there, man. Yeah, that was terrific. It was terrific. You've got to be just real, real happy with it.
I am real happy with it.
Yep,
I'm smiling.
Mm-hmm. I know, and you brought out a real jangly guitar there. It's nice and polished, like a hubcap. And I saw you had a slide there. Are you going to do some slide? Oh, yeah. My goodness. All right, so are you going to treat us to another live one here?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking The Mathematics of Love.
Hmm. Take it away, Peter Parsec, live in Studio A here at WMFO.
Mathematics of love are simple as can be. One and one is two, babe. Don't pretend that it's three. Try not to lie to me. Don't erase me. Yes, because mathematics of love are plain and simple for a child to see. What equation were you using when you broke my heart? If there's a measurement for pain in this, it's off the charts. Try not to lie to me. Don't delete me. Yes, because mathematics of love are plain and simple for a child to see. You can add or subtract, you can multiply or divide. Don't have to be Einstein to know that I need you by my side. Try not to lie to me. Don't erase me. Yes, because mathematics of love are plain and simple as a ABC.
Peter Parsec, live at WMFO. You make it look easy, my friend. You really do.
I'm just old.
That's my line. Mathematics of love. I always say, you know, I can't do air math, but it makes it a lot easier. Thank you so much for coming
here
today.
Thank you for having me here.
It's sharing.
It's a blast, brother.
It was great.
Blast.
And for sharing all of this that nobody else has got to hear yet. Very impressive. Really cool. Can't wait for it to come out. I know that it's a complicated story about when it will, but
yeah.
You'll come back and we'll play the finished product. And
yeah, we'll talk about it over lunch.
Yeah, right. And maybe some other folks that are playing on the record can come back. And
oh, that would be great.
We should do that.
Let's do that.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks again, Peter.
Thank you.
It's always a blast.
Wonderful.
Lunch coming up. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So at 10:54 in the morning, almost 10:55. Something About the Women is coming up next with Jane. Hey, Jane, you want to say hi now or you want to say hi later? You can come over now. I got a mic for you here. Here you go.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's
Mike,
going on?
Mike, it's so good to see you.
Hey, you too.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I think we can still say that, right? It's, you know, January, but
well, you know, as
we
of,
haven't seen each other
as
yet,
of February 1st, don't be doing that.
I won't be. I'll put it no. away. I'll put it away.
So how are you?
Well, I have been loving this music. Peter, you yeah. are amazing. I wish that people could actually have watched to see a musician just... That's just amazing.
Well,
really amazing.
We're very lucky to be able to do what we do, Jane, and
yeah,
have folks
kidding,
come
Mike,
in and do
I
this.
Always appreciate that you really spotlight artists and have them come in live, and it's wonderful,
lucky.
And the conversation's great.
Lucky.
And it's fun to get to hear tunes that are influenced by, you know, the people that are in studio with you, so it was great. This
yeah.
was a particularly wonderful, wonderful morning. Thank you.
Agreed. Absolutely. So what's happening with you? I'll just say that we have a little bit of a less of an orange tinge this morning in America, don't we?
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said, Mike.
Yeah, so we're kind of slightly happy about yesterday. But
yeah, so not feeling quite as depressed
no,
back from the edge.
Yeah, but, I don't think that that's going to happen again, really. I don't think it's going to be allowed.
Yeah. Well, that's from your mouth to you know whose ears. But,
I don't know.
You know, yeah, so things are maybe, you know, we just take it one day at a time.
That's what we do.
Today, the sun is out.
Yeah.
And yesterday was a good day.
The sun's a little more yellow today than it was yesterday.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So what's going on? I know that when you sit in for Something About the Women at noon, you got a six-pack at noon.
We have three gleeful people in the studio right now, I'm just saying. Yeah, we do a six-pack at noon, and today, this is actually in honor of the show Beautiful that is coming to the Opera House. We're going to do a six-pack of Carole King today. You know, she is 70. She turns 71 next month, but the week before, I am up next. So we're going to celebrate her birthday early, and I will do a six-pack of Carole King today.
Fantastic. You know, my aunt, when Tapestry came out, took me... you know, to see all kinds of shows, and we saw Carole.
Oh, get out.
And so from a young age, I understand who she is, who she was, and Tapestry changed my life.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's great. It's
what
wonderful.
What a great, and the work she did. Yeah, so that's great. That's great. So we look forward to that. So stick around, everybody. At 11 o'clock, Jane's here for reels. But I'm going to leave you with, Peter, have you heard of Duran Jones and the Indications?
No.
Spotify's the best thing in the world. I happen to come across this band.
Cool.
And this is really cool. I'm going to leave everybody with brand new music from these guys. It's called Morning in America, strangely enough, not by mistake. I'm Mike. Thank you very much. I will talk to you again next week at 9 with Mark Hurwitz and Les Hurwitz. Oh, yeah. All right. Cool. It's WMFO, Medford.
Trains in New York City roll thunder down the line. The teachers rise in Richmond as they sleep in San Antonio, while the harbor lights on Baltimore got nurses headed home. Maricopa say a man is but is wrong. It's morning in America, but I can't see the dawn. Congressman in Washington Detroit.